Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the thing, man. Welcome to the thing, man. Welcome to the thin man. This is our pre-show. It's the 12th. It's Friday. It's Friday the 12th. All right, so what's going on, man? I got crazy shit going on. Crazy shit. Jackie and I are doing better. So to let you know. We made up. I apologize to her for losing my shit. This crazy thing, man, that we do. I know what we're doing, but we're doing it. Whatever the fuck it is we're doing it. Excuse me. If I could but touch the hem of his garment. Oh, shit. What'd you do, motherfucker?
Video here. Here comes Thunder the cat.
Yeah, Thunder, how you doing?
I took Thunder to the vet today. And they had to get urine from her. What they do is they put a needle in their stomach to the bladder. This is what they tell me they do with cats. Dogs, you can get them to piss into a jar like humans. Cats, a little tougher. She didn't have any urine. So I don't know what the fuck. I'll take her back for another urine test or something. I don't know what their fucking deal is. But she's cool. I mean, she's good. And they gave her fucking vaccines and everything. And I thought maybe she'd be sluggish. You know, they sometimes vaccines fuck them up. But she was good. She got home and she was in good spirits and ate like a pig. She's eating this new diet for her gut, like a cat gut health diet. I got one of those scam phone calls today, you know, where they try to get you to say yes. And I'm not sure if I said yes or not. It was so, I should have known, man. I was like, hello, hello, hi, is this Phil? And I never answer yes to that question. I always say, who's calling? Say, okay, and then I think they said, can you hear me? And I said, I can hear you. I don't think you can hear me. But I don't know if I said yes in the middle of all that shit. I only thought about it after. Now, I don't know if you know about the say yes scam, but it's a scam whereby they get you to say the word yes. Then they use that recorded yes. They record you saying yes to make purchases if they happen to have your credit card number, to authorize things if they happen to have other identifying information, and generally just fuck you up, right? Could be used for identity theft, a lot of things. So I don't know. I could put a credit freeze. You can do a credit freeze on all three, at all three, Experian and with the other two. I don't know. I guess I have to get a fucking lawyer. I don't know who the hell would know. Jackie is the one that first told me about it. If I tell her, she's going to go, oh, you're fucked. You better, you know, she will definitely like go overboard the other way with it, which I'm not saying is necessarily a bad thing, but all right, let's check it out and see what's up for today, Friday the 12th of July. So I got a kick out of watching gospel music. I don't know if I've told you guys this. I don't have anything against per se gospel music, and I don't have anything against the people that sing it. I know they're Christians, and they believe in what they believe in. And I have specific attitudes and beliefs about Christianity, which I do not hold a grudge against any individual person. My beef is with the institution, but individuals, I can dig it. If it's what you want, that's great. But I don't listen to gospel music because of the religion. I listen to gospel music, and more importantly, I watch it. I don't like to hear. I don't just listen. I want to see it. So I don't know what kind of an aficionado that makes me. I'm an aficionado of gospel performances because they're very camp. They're old school. They're very barbershop quartet-y at times. The harmonies are phenomenal. The singing's phenomenal. I mean, a lot of the arrangements are pretty fucking cool. It just so happens that, and then they're singing about Jesus, you know, and they're singing about the thing that they all have in common. And again, I'm not looking to offend anybody. What I hear the theme in all of these songs is, I'm on my way to heaven. That's my big goal. I made it to heaven. I'm going to get to heaven. You know, if I just make it through this life. And I hear in that a philosophy that essentially says, yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever about this life, I want to get to heaven. So whatever good deeds are done here, they're done for one reason and one reason alone, heaven. Now dig this. This is a catscape. Did we do this catscape?
And only the very finest of foods for cats look behind a curtain. They both jump up, they grab me, and they run out of the house. They got the phone, and they call the fire department.
Your neighbor dog.
I had a dog as well.
Are you kidding me? I thought that was the funniest thing. I said, you want a drink? I figured maybe he'll go for the bowl. There's a bowl of water here. Then we got three cats here, myself, Dugan, and Rustler. We're the three cats. We bring this dog in. We thought, well, you want a drink of water? I said, hey, how about a drink? He goes, don't mind if I do. And I go, there's the toilet. And he's like, thank you.
Yeah. That's what dogs do. They'll drink out of a toilet.
Phil Henry Show. With Shadow, right, okay, Smokey, and Thunder.
Yeah, we can do it. We can Catscapes. Do a Catscape.
A presentation of the world.
People dig it. People dig Catscapes, okay? We haven't done a new one in a long time, and it's, I don't know, it's, I've run out of ideas for Catscapes. We've got the three things, which is, the two things, Hero Cat of the Week and How Dumb Are Dogs, and then the general back and forth between the cats. Smokey. Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. And I think Shadow is the host. He talks like this. Smokey is this guy here, right? Yeah.
And Thunder is this one.
Okay, well, let's see what we got here. How Dumb Are Dogs? That's a beautiful thing, man. You know, you just, you can imagine cats sitting around and telling jokes like that. Hey, I got another good one. I got a dog. This fucking dog is so dumb. I don't know what, man. Come on, man. You may be high, you may. So anyway, getting back to gospel music, I really dig the singing, the arrangements, and yeah, it's kind of a camp barbershop quartet presentation, although a lot of them play instruments. The men are all in suits. You don't see female groups as much, although you do. They're generally like three-part harmonies instead of the big four. A lot of the women are mixed into the male groups. It's, you say, what do you mean by camp, Phil? Well, like, for instance, the way they nod at the camera and bend at the waist and start clapping, and they really, you know, they're very visual. I don't know. They're pointing up at the sky, you know, like, because that's where God is, that's where heaven is, that's where they're going. They're always pointing at the sky. and they're big with the, is it the bass singer? Who's the guy that sings like this? If I go to heaven. That's the bass singer. That cat a lot of times is the lead singer. They make him the lead singer, man. They love their bass singers. That's not baritone. Baritone, I think, is a notch up. I believe.
See, I notice how I try to get my voice down there because I didn't want anybody to think that
I talk like this. All right. Let's go, man. Let's do what we know we got to do. Let's do the do and the funky chicken too. Now, what are we going to say here about the backstage pass that has not yet been said? Which we always like to say. You know, if you enjoy the Phil Henry Show, can you imagine you get to listen to it again and again and again? You know, if you enjoy the